Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Uh-oh, y'all. Don't call it a comeback. Rays. Rays.
Woo!
Rays are back. Man, what a... They demolished the Astros yesterday.
Oh, they looked so good.
That was a beatdown at the Trop.
Yeah, 10-3.
It was 8-1 in like the fourth.
I think they hit 5 home runs. Yes. It was
insane.
The ball.
Oh my goodness! Here's how it ended. All good news for Rays fans.
Fly ball to right. Garcia takes it. Jose works it 1-2-3-9, and the Rays get back in the series.
It's crazy. I was actually in the gym for the first half of this game, and they put it on all the TVs, which was actually really cool. And
That's exactly where I watched it.
I've never seen people in the gym celebrate a sports game. That's actually a first for me. But all the home runs, the base hits, the strikeouts, and guys were jumping up and down, screaming, high-fiving each other. I was like, this is pretty cool. Like, I don't know why I've never watched games in gyms before. People were excited. I was like, this is the ultimate, like... You know what I mean? Like, everyone was so jacked up. It was cool.
This just proves my theory.
What's that?
That my neighbors are not, they're not fun people.
Why would happen?
No one was celebrating.
Oh.
Nobody. I was watching it. It was on all the TVs.
Well, your gym's in your building.
Yeah,
it's different.
And I was so excited. Yeah, but people should, we were right there. We're not far from the Trop. People should be celebrating. I was having a hard time staying on the elliptical. I was like cheering as I was doing the elliptical.
And this is why it shouldn't be in St. Petersburg. For this reason.
It's so true. We're right there.
You're right.
Yeah, why aren't you there? You don't even need a car to get there.
I got home after the game.
There was a lot of people there, to be honest.
Oh, no, it was so...
It was packed.
It was 32,000 or whatever.
It was packed.
I forget what it was.
Thinking about going tonight, though, because the game, they moved it to what, 7?
7:07.
7:07.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that one,
the Yankees beat the Twins.
Yeah,
they swept the Twins.
If you show up and expect a game at 7, you're waiting 7 minutes, just so you know. It's 7:07.
There's plenty to do inside the Trop. I can keep myself busy for 7 minutes.
Well, there's a lot of great bars, too, around. That's the thing. When you support a local team, it doesn't necessarily have to be at the game with a ticket. You can go to the area restaurants and bars. They're throwing huge watch parties.
Yeah,
and that's
course.
Another way to get involved and really get excited. You know, I know people that take their kids to these restaurants right by the Trop, and they have a blast watching the games. So
that's such a good idea.
Yeah, another way you can do it, too. So, big game tonight. Obviously, it's another... I mean, you have to win tonight still.
It's an elimination game.
Yeah, but still. I mean, this ups it a little bit.
And they're facing Verlander.
It's
going to be tough.
Melanie, he's like the really good pitcher.
He's married to Kate Upton.
Yeah, that's how you
probably
know. Oh, I know who he is, yeah.
That's how she
does. But mainly because of that, I'm being honest.
No, I know. I'm just saying. But he's really, really good. Yeah, he's really good. All right, but this would be great if they win tonight and then back to Houston, and that game would be huge. And talk about the bars and restaurants being packed for that one. Ooh. All right, we'll see what happens. 7:07 tonight at the Trop.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Man, if Luke Combs wasn't already the coolest guy in country music, 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. You know, we've done a lot of work here with St. Jude's, and Luke Combs has also teamed up with St. Jude. So here he is in Missouri. He's doing a concert, and he knows for a fact that a St. Jude patient is in the audience, and he knows this kid would love to meet him.
Oh, my goodness.
So get this. Not only is he going to get to meet him, this kid, his name is Hudson, is coming on stage and singing with Luke Combs.
That's so cool.
We got the audio. Listen. This One's For You is the song. That's Luke Combs, Hudson.
Chills.
Listen to that crowd. Wow, that was really cool. What a moment. What a moment for Hudson and his family and the doctors and nurses that are helping take care of him. He's got a challenging road ahead of him, but this is going to be a moment he'll remember forever and ever on stage with Luke Combs.
Wow.
So thank you, Luke. Thank you, St. Jude, for putting that together. What a great, great story. We really appreciate it.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
Lots to talk about when it comes to Dan and Shay recently. Of course, their new song with Justin Bieber making noise all over country music and social media.
Number one everywhere.
That is called 10,000 Hours. Then they announce a tour. Man, these guys are on fire. This is their first tour all alone. And they're coming to
Orlando, the Amway Center.
Gosh. It's not that I get mad, but I'm like, oh, come on. Just an hour and some change down the road, guys. Come on.
I know. And when they were here, they were saying how it was the best crowd of the tour. Obviously, they were opening
Tampa was, FGL. Yeah.
And they said that they were just so impressed by all of the fans here. So it's like, well, why wouldn't you just come back to Tampa and Orlando?
I get it. Well, it's all good. Those guys are on fire, so it's good to see their success. They're just a blast in concert and good dudes. Yeah. I mean, just good dudes. Luke Bryan, another really good dude. I think Luke Bryan, he's done this a couple times up on stage. He's done gender reveals for people. And I think he's starting to be like, okay, another gender reveal, fine. Come on up on stage. Yep. Listen to him.
I mean, these damn gender reveals have gotten out of control. Well, first of all, it's a green piece of paper. Which, yeah, congratulations, you're having an alien. You are having a...
Well, first it was an alien, then it was a girl, but that is another gender reveal on stage for Luke Bryan. He's actually getting pretty good at these.
Yeah.
But I think it's starting to kind of be like...
I don't think he likes doing it.
That may have been the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first couple of words he said, maybe.
I mean, these damn gender reveals have gotten out of control.
He's over it.
I think he's totally over it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Here's what's really cool about going to see Zac Brown Band. You're going to see, you know, the classic ZBB stuff, right?
Yeah.
Toes. I mean, you're going to see all the classic stuff. But then he's got this whole new, I don't know what you would call it. Is it a genre? What would you call it, Kevin? It's like a whole new sound.
Yeah, he has a, so he has a solo, okay, Zac Brown has an album out called The Owl.
I know.
Okay?
You got to keep up with this because it's crazy.
Right. That came out a few weeks ago. Then Zac Brown did a solo project called... I can't remember the name of
it. But it's just Zach. It's not with the band.
Zach, right?
Yeah, it's not with
and
the band.
Super pop. Super pop. If you're expecting Zac Brown, it's not. It's the complete opposite. Although The Owl is the complete opposite of what you think Zac Brown is now. You've called it EDM-ish.
Well, I was, yeah,
I think there's a little bit of that. No, I think there is a little bit of that. It's very pop. It's very different from Chicken Fried and As She's Walking Away and all those huge hits that made them Zac Brown Band.
So... 7:40, we have the tickets, but what I'm saying is this is going to be an interesting opportunity to hear, like, I think you're going to hear all three. You're going to hear the old Zach,
yep,
the new Zach,
yes,
and then
the
solo Zach.
Yeah, you're going to hear all sorts of stuff.
It's the 3 degrees of Zach Brown, and you get to win those tickets at 7:40. 7:40. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
That's Matt Stell. Prayed for you. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. This is really incredible. And, you know, I know social media is fabric of our life. It's just part of what we do every day. That's all cool. We all do it, and I get it. But this kid is on Dr. Phil and is judging his parents based on how many followers they have, and trying to assign value to his mom. Listen to this. This is incredible.
None of them have followers. If they got followers or got rich, I'd probably talk to them again.
Now, hang on a minute. Did you just say I don't talk to my family because they don't have followers?
If they had followers, they'd be here right now.
You talk about your mother?
I mean, my mom has more followers than my sister.
It's your mother. What difference do you make? What do you care if she has followers or not? It's your mother.
What? Can anyone tell me, like, what I would talk to my mom about if she's not going to be making me relevant?
Man, it's all about relevance and social media. That's crazy. 2019 strikes again. And there it is right there.
Unbelievable. It infuriates me to my actual core hearing this guy.
That's hard to hear as a parent. It's just hard to hear.
This kid. He's not even a guy.
Yeah, but it's even hard for me to hear, like, him, somebody say that about their parents. Why would I talk to my mom if she can't help make me relevant on social media?
Yeah, so this kid, by the way, I looked up a little bit more about him. He's moved out and no longer speaks to any of his family because they do not have enough followers for him to speak to them.
Total insanity. All right, so what's the most millennial thing you've seen or heard somebody do?
Besides this. Because yeah, this takes the cake.
But if you can beat this, I got to know about this. If you can beat this, 800-992-1099. this makes me want to push back. And not all, a lot of social, what happens on social media is really good. I mean, a lot of it's really productive. A lot of things kids do on their phone are good. They're, I mean, my kids, they got all these great apps, learning a lot of cool stuff, opening their eyes to a lot of new stuff. It's just not all bad. And everyone who says that, you're just stuck in a time that's gone and not coming back. But then there's a level like this right here. This is not good. This is unhealthy.
Oh, so, my gosh. This is beyond unhealthy.
Man, this is totally unhealthy that you're judging your mom on followers. And if she can't make you relevant, then you don't want to talk to your mom. And that kid is lost, man.
Unfortunately, I'm feeling like not that this kid is the norm, but more and more teenagers are assigning value of people based on their followers, family included.
I'm actually going to play this clip for my kids when they get home from school today. I really am. And I'm going to let them know like that. You're going to run into people like this.
And that does not mean that you are any less valuable or anything.
Yeah, this is not how you want to assign value in your life. Because you're going to run into all kinds of people in your life. Great people, okay people, not so great people. And you can't add another layer of judgment on social media. That's crazy. That's just crazy. At the same time, saying that the world ain't the way it used to be isn't productive either. Because it's not. And it's not coming back. Like, we're not going back to the Wild West.
Right. It's not like you can just ignore. I mean, some people aren't on social media, obviously. It's not like you can ignore it.
Right.
But you've got to. I'm not a parent, obviously. But I feel like there's a fine line that you can teach your kids. Okay, you can have some of these social media accounts, but this does not define your
Even
work.
You not being a parent, that still hurts to hear, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? My mom types her email address in the web browser. Like that does not make me love her any less.
That is funny. You got the at up there.
She puts her name in at gmail.com. I'm like, Mom, this isn't how it works. Okay.
God, you imagine this kid, if he heard that, oh my gosh, forget it.
Yeah. He probably wouldn't even speak to me. He's like, oh, she's on Facebook.
Facebook. All right, we'll get your calls and texts on the way. Most millennial thing you've ever seen or heard. We get your calls and texts. It's cute. Here it is again, if you missed it. The audio of this kid basically saying that his parents are irrelevant, his family's irrelevant, because they don't have enough followers on social media. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Listen to this.
None of them have followers. If they got followers or got rich, I'd probably talk to them again.
Now, hang on a minute. Did you just say I don't talk to my family because they don't have followers?
If they had followers, they'd be here right now.
Ooh.
You talk about your mother?
I mean, my mom has more followers than my sister.
It's your mother. What do you care if she has followers or not? It's your mother.
What, can anyone tell me like what I would talk to my mom about if she's not going to be making me relevant?
It's just painful to hear. As a dad. I mean, I know you don't have to be a parent to be, you know, offended by that. That's just painful to hear. So we're asking people, what's the most millennial thing you've ever heard? I do have to say though, millennials now close to turning 40. The upper end of millennials.
Yeah, so I guess this is more generation.
Z. Yeah, sorry.
Generation Z. So
God, I can't keep up with 2019. 2019 is overwhelming me. It is overwhelming me, right? It's Gen Z. Some texts coming in from St. Pete. I had a guy tell me I was irrelevant because I had a Samsung phone and not an iPhone. Jessica texted in, and she says, "Remember that story about a guy suing his parents? Because his parents didn't ask him permission to be born."
Dumbest thing. What?
I do remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I must have missed that one. Thank goodness.
Stephanie in Clearwater makes a great tax. She said, you know what? His mom made him relevant by bringing him into this world and taking care of him. That's really good. Good job, Stephanie.
Exactly.
Great tax. Yeah, this right here, probably the most. I do feel bad saying millennial because I don't like that.
It's more Gen Z, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not everybody. It's just a few. You know, it's like everything else. It's just, we talk about it all the time. Boy, one bad apple. Ooh, isn't that terrible? It can really make a lot of other, can make a whole group look bad. One bad apple.
Obviously, this is the extreme, but it is becoming more of the norm because even over the weekend, I saw a bunch of people going to homecoming. Because it's homecoming time right now in St. Pete, Tampa area. So I saw all these girls wearing I don't even know what you would call it. It's not clothes. They all looked like little, like, Kylie Jenner wannabes.
Like, they should have been at home wearing this, not out.
No,
right?
No. You shouldn't even wear this at home. Like, not maybe even on your honeymoon, in the privacy of your hotel room. Like, these girls were wearing the tiniest, tiniest things. One wrong move and everything would have been out.
I'm never letting my daughters go to this stuff. Ever.
I know, but they weren't, homecoming. When I think of homecoming dresses, you think of
elegant, right?
Yes,
yeah.
This
absolutely
was not that.
Not elegant.
Right. And so they were all there.
What would be the word? If
clubby. They looked clubby. Like they were going clubby. To.
I don't like that.
No.
I don't want my daughters coming saying, I'm looking for a clubby outfit. No. We're not going to do a clubby outfit.
They looked like they were going to a club. They were all wearing spandex, no bras. I don't know if they had anything else on.
How old were these young girls?
They looked like freshmen.
So that's about 14 years old.
14.
Yeah, ninth grade is 14.
Oh, the fact they were wearing this at 14.
I don't know. Maybe they've changed it. I don't know.
But they were all there to take their homecoming photos, which everyone remembers that. You all get together with your friends. You take the photos.
Yeah.
Well, there was this beautiful sunset in the background, and none of them were actually taking a photo in front of the sunset. They all were just using the light from the sun to take selfies. Like, not even looking at the sunset, not even taking a photo with the sunset behind them.
So missing the best part of what you thought was the best part. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to tell my wife I want to go shopping. I want clubby clothes. Just, I want to hear what she says about this.
No, you don't.
Trying to take more of a clubby angle in my life. Clubby.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I do. That's why it scares me, to be honest with you.
They should have been in Vegas, not going to homecoming.
No, please, no. Oh, Lord, no. All right. More of your texts coming in. These are great. Oh, boy. Now people are texting him what you, I think, were trying to say, but we can't use these words about what they are wearing.
Oh, trashy dresses? That's one of them.
Yeah, that's one of them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Zach Brown Band tickets 60 seconds away, 99.5 QIK. Before that, listen to this guy. This guy gets fired from his job, right? But for some reason, the company kept sending him paychecks for 4 years. He didn't say anything about it, though. He kept collecting his money. Listen to the story.
What should I do?
Maybe you can just go back.
Go back?
Yeah. Pretend like it never happened.
You mean just walk into the staff meeting on Monday morning like it never happened?
Sure. You're an emotional person. People don't take you seriously.
Just go back. Pretend the whole thing never happened.
Never happened.
I was blowing off a little steam. So what?
So what?
Never happened.
Never happened.
Obviously not the story. That's a clip from Seinfeld, but
it's the same idea.
It's the same idea where you just kind of pretend things don't happen. Well, this guy was arrested. It was $250,000 that he collected over a four-year period. Never said anything. The company caught on to it, obviously contacted the police, and they asked him about it. He just said he thought he was still getting paid. And they're like, well, you were, but you shouldn't have been. Why'd you take the money?
So is that illegal?
Yeah.
I mean, did he? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not deserve that money.
But how long would you let it go before you thought about saying anything? Be honest, because wouldn't you, if my kids are listening,
the first check I get, you call them and say, hey, you made a terrible mistake. Here's your money back. Okay. My kids aren't listening. You risk it like this guy did.
How much did he make?
And then they're going to jail.
No, I mean, you can't do it. You don't deserve it. You don't get what you don't deserve. But let me tell you something. You should get everything you do deserve. And he might sound like he got what he deserved. He screwed up at work. He got fired, right?
Yeah.
Well, he deserved it. I mean,
you're basically stealing. You're stealing money.
It's not yours. You never deserve. You didn't do anything. You didn't work for that. You didn't create any value for that money. So you don't get that money, right?
Okay. Yeah. Your kids are listening for sure.
Yeah, I got a text saying they're listening.
Okay, because I would say there would be two paychecks before I would realize, okay, this isn't some sort of back pay. You never know.
Let me tell you, you say that. Like, my parents are small business owners. You say that until you own a company, and then the payroll people make a mistake, and then you would be furious.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
But I'm saying, I don't know that I would, at first I would be like, oh, okay, I must have had some sort of back pay or some vacation time they're paying out.
I think after two,
that's when I would raise, you know, my hand and say, wait a second.
Or do you sit around and see if number three comes
And then when three, you're like,
let's go for the fourfecta. And then you just keep going and going.
I definitely wouldn't go $200,000 deep like this guy. Come on.
Or would you?
No, especially knowing now that it's a criminal offense. And
yeah, you don't just get free money. Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I know there are a lot of people in the world that believe that you should get free money.
There's no such thing.
Yes, a girl can dream. Keep dreaming.
Okay, well.
ZBV tickets, they're free.
Yes.
No strings attached.
Hey.
Yeah, no strings attached. Callers 9 and 10, you're playing Mark and Melanie's World Famous Name Game. 800-992-1099. Call us now.
It's Mark and Melanie's Name Game on 99.5 QIK.
Zach Brown Band tickets, that is what we're competing for right now. Barry and Michelle, our contestants this morning. Barry, you were the ninth caller, so we are going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category, Barry. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Michelle, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then y'all will just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. And remember, no repeats. All right, 5 seconds on the clock. It's one of Melanie's favorite things. It's sending emojis.
Well, we had saw yesterday that this is now acceptable to do in work emails.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all the time, 24/7 emojis. So, Barry, the category is name different kinds of emojis. Go.
Happy face. Heart. Sad face. Rainbow. Single tear. Sunshine. Really crying. Poop. Shoulder shrug. Fire. Smack the forehead. Wedding dress. Bride. Dancing girl. Groom. Family. Engagement ring. Dress. Calculator. Shoes. Boats. A cat with hard eyes. Plane. Airplane. Little boy. Couple. Little girl. Couple and a baby. Twins.
Seconds has expired.
Barry, congratulations. You are going to see the Zach Brown Band. Great job, Michelle. Thanks for playing, and we'll have another chance for you tomorrow morning, same time, okay?
Thank you so much.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's Name Game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Yeah, definitely once in a lifetime opportunity. It's Garth Brooks Dive Bar Tour coming to Sanford at 9:10. You get a chance to win these tickets. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Oh, I know.
So Garth is back. He's doing the barn in Sanford. And if you want to be there, then be here at 9:10. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
This is great. These gender reveals have gotten next level. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So it's another gender reveal that doesn't end well. This time, it's a big black balloon, okay? And the guy is trying to bash it with a bat to see what color, obviously blue or pink, to see the gender of the new baby.
They're both hitting it, but the guy definitely gets frustrated when it's not popping, and he just continues to swing his bat.
He whacks this thing so hard, it comes off the tie that it was on and starts to float away. He starts chasing it, realizing it's out of reach, tries to jump a fence to get it. That doesn't work. Meanwhile, his friends in the background are laughing at him.
Oh, they think it's hysterical, and they're videoing it. It's awesome.
Entire story. There's a great blog about it, 99.5QIK.com. It's the Morning Crew section of the page.
So you can see the whole video for yourself.
And listen to this.
Yeah, hit it. Oh, hit it hard. Oh, man. it's flying away. There it goes. He jumps over the fence, but he doesn't make it. It's a disaster.
I love the guy laughing. I mean, he's straight laughing at the
guy. It's a total disaster.
He's like, this balloon just flew away.
Yeah, that's a real friend, man.
They thought the real thing was that it couldn't break. But the real thing was that it started to float away and it disappeared into the sky. Great blog, 99.5QIK.com. It is the Morning Crew section of the page.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
There's Kenny Chesney, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. What a win for the Rays yesterday. Tampa St. Pete was on fire. I was saying I was at the gym when they had the game on for the beginning of the game. People in the, man, I love being in the gym during the game. People were high-fiving, screaming, jumping up and down. I was like, this is crazy. This is great. All those guys and all their
testosterone.
Yeah, man, this is crazy.
Pumping iron, bro.
Here's how it ended, bro.
Fly ball to right. Garcia takes it. Jose works a 1-2-3-9.
Hey!
And the Rays get back in the series.
Yeah, all right, do. So the Rays are back, and tonight it's another must win. 7:07 first pitch. They did push that back. If you were planning on going for that original 4 o'clock start, they pushed that back to 7:07 first pitch tonight.
Bosses everywhere are so happy because so many people called out yesterday to go to the game that people were going to have to call out again today for the 4 o'clock game. Now it's 7:07.
Right, but then tomorrow morning, no one's showing up to work. That's so it comes right. back.
That's probably true.
Yeah, this game won't end until 11 o'clock tonight.
I'm trying to go tonight.
Everybody is.
Yeah, you should.
But you have no excuse. You can walk to the Trop.
I know.
So you practically live there.
So close. Yeah. I'm trying to get someone to go with me. I texted my brother. He just got back from a bachelor party. He's like, oh, I'm still recovering.
I'm done.
We got to go.
He'll be ready to go in a couple of weeks. He's got to recover. if anyone wants to go to the game with Melanie, feel free to text us 800-992-1099. She's looking for somebody.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yeah, you know, the national media likes to focus on how crazy we are in Florida, not us. We focus on the Nutbags north of Florida.
Yep, sure do.
Let's go to Texas. All right, here's the deal. This guy loves his girlfriend. And he says, I want to get married. Yeah, very sweet
story.
Love
it. Yeah.
And she goes, yes, I do. I want to get married. And so they get engaged. Then he goes, I don't have money for the wedding. What am I going to do?
Well, you're like the rest of us.
He did what, unfortunately, a lot of other nutbags north of Florida do. He went into a bank and he robbed it.
No.
Yeah.
That's not the way to pay for a wedding.
Here's the problem. He didn't wear a mask.
Oh, this guy wanted to be caught.
I don't know. He did take a large amount of cash, but multiple camera angles got very good pictures of him. And the police said, you know what we'll do? We'll just put these on Facebook and go, anyone know this guy? And so, unfortunately, his fiance has a Facebook page.
And she knows
unfortunately, one of her friends on Facebook shared this and she goes, but that's my fiance. So she confronts him. I'll let the police department pick up the story from here.
She contacted him and asked him if he had robbed the bank. And I guess he commenced to lie to her a few times. Anyway, she convinced him that she knew it was him. His picture was all on Facebook. He needed to turn himself in. So he went to the Houston County Courthouse and turned himself into a Houston County deputy. He was getting married, so he didn't have enough money for a wedding ring that he wanted to buy, and he needed to pay for the wedding venue.
Arrested. That's where he found himself. For those of you wondering, the wedding did not happen.
Oh, I was going to say, she turned him in? I would hope not.
Let's go to Alabama for nutbags north of Florida, where a woman suspected that the meth she just purchased may have been tainted, and she didn't want to take a chance of putting tainted meth in her body.
Isn't meth just tainted in general? Like, right. You shouldn't put it in your body to start with.
Melanie, it is nutbags north of Florida.
Okay,
this
right.
isn't Harvard graduates north of Florida.
Right,
it's
right.
nutbags north of Florida. So she calls 911.
Ugh,
and she goes, I believe that I am in possession of tainted meth. I just bought it, and would you please test it? Because if it's not tainted, I want to use it. And the police said, yes, ma'am, we'll be right there. And boy, did they show up.
No.
And boy, did they test her meth. Not to see if it was tainted, just to see if it was actually meth. It was, and in jail she found herself. Ladies and gentlemen, nutbags in North Florida.
Thank goodness they don't live here.
99.5 QIK. We are 12 minutes away. Garth Brooks, Dive Bar Tour. We got your tickets at 9:10. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
What a story. This is going to make you feel great today. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. You know, still hearing these crazy, just unbelievable stories about Hurricane Dorian and the Bahamas. The destruction was just next level. Well, there was a dog that had been missing, and everybody had assumed the worst. But somebody was flying a drone close to the house where the dog lived. It was an infrared drone, and noticed something. This is crazy. It's been over a month ago, and this dog was rescued. They found him pinned under an air conditioner surrounded by rubble. He survived for a month on nothing but rainwater. Listen to this.
Underneath an AC unit. And he's been there since the storm because he's emaciated. Nothing but a bag of bones and still wagging his tail. I want everybody to know that the crisis for the Bahamas is not over.
It may not be over for years and years. They talk about the destruction and the rebuild ahead of them. But nobody was expecting this. Nobody was expecting that they'd find a creature, any type of creature, alive for 30 days in basically this hole, which had been covered up by an air conditioner and other rubble from houses and buildings. It's crazy.
Unbelievable, but what a good ending.
Great ending, and this dog is going to make a full recovery.
Yay.
He, by the way, is the 138th dog that has been rescued in the Bahamas in the past month. Wow. He's going to go up for adoption just as soon as he puts a few pounds on.
Aww. So
he's got a lot of good treats in his future,
yep,
and he's got a great home coming his way. What a great story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.